Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I started out talking about commending you. Why? Why would the Lord send us here? There's a lot of places. If you were looking to try to build a large church, Branson wouldn't be the first place that you would pick. But the first service we were here, the first Sunday service, I said to the people, I said, you may say, why are you here? Why did you come to Branson? And I said, no other reason except the Lord directed us. And it sounded to me like half the crowd spoke back to me and said, we know, we've been praying. When are y'all here? Do you remember that? Is that right? Am I telling it right? Why is there a church here? Because there's a bunch of people, I'm looking at some of them, that would value it, that wanted it, that would come, that would pray, that would receive, that would work, that would give. Come on, are you listening to me? That would value this thing. And because you did, He's honored us. He's given us a fine place. He's given us resources and ability and made us a blessing. We're sending word all over the world. Amen. That's the Lord honoring us. And whatever other place that we would do something, it has to be the same. Or elsewise, the folks don't qualify. They've disqualified themselves. They've judged themselves unworthy of it. Are the things of God precious? They're precious. Do you value them? Do you esteem them? His Spirit, His Word, His people, His things. Somebody say out loud, I'll glorify you, Lord. I honor you. 2 Samuel 6, did you turn there? Now, one thing we need to understand and remember, you know, even though God has blessed us here, did you know we could lose it all in a hurry? Did you know that we could lose everything? It could be in a short amount of time. There's not even a church here. Did you know that? If we stop honoring Him, if we stop valuing Him and respecting Him and His things, you can lose it all. Even though it's the will of God, even though it's the plan of God, even though He gave it to you, you can lose it if you stop respecting it, if you stop honoring. In 2 Samuel, I want you to notice this. The 6th chapter. We studied last time about David being a man after God's own heart. And if you want to understand some things about the honor of God, study David and his life and the way he lived and what he did. He knew something about the honor of God. And that's a big part of what made him a man after God's own heart. And he wanted to get the Ark of the Covenant back to where it should be. And finally some things transpired and it happened. And the Ark of the Lord is returning to where it should be. And this is a very big deal to David. Now you can see the people that honor God. I mean, some people get excited about this movie star and that movie star, and they get excited about money and they get excited about that. People that love God get excited about God and the things of God. You know, there's people, ministers that I've seen, they said, opportunity to be on this world-renowned talk show, opportunity to meet this world-renowned political figure and this and that, and they talk about it for hours. It just doesn't interest me. Being around His people, the men of God, and the women of God, the ones that He's really called and chose, that's who I'm excited about. Yeah. That's who I like to be around. I don't care how dressed up they are, how much money they got. Some unbeliever has no respect for my Jesus. I got no time for them. Unless they want to get saved. I don't care who they are. They're nothing in front of Him. They're alive about that long. Nobody will know who they are in a few years. Right? The things that men in the world esteem, the Bible said they're an abomination to God. And sadly, so many of the precious things of God mean nothing to the world. So they're bringing the ark home. Verse 13. Well, verse 12. David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom in the city of David with gladness. Somebody say gladness. Gladness. When you love God, the things of God make you glad. And it was so that when they had bare the ark of the Lord gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with the linen ephod. How many think he was trying to put on a show? He wasn't trying to put on a show. He's really this excited. He genuinely this excited. Someone said, is all that necessary? Hey, you get full enough, it'll come out.
Yes.
Nothing's coming out, you're just not full enough.
Man,
he's a dancing. He's not just a little bit dancing. He's dancing with all his might. I mean, David is doing some steps you ain't seen before. I mean, he's not dancing to the beat, or he's not thinking about anybody seeing him. He's just so glad that the presence of the Lord is back where he's supposed to be, and the ark of God is back where he's supposed to be, and he gets to be the one to help get it there. He's just so excited. And man, he's dancing. And David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. How many know they're having a big day? They're making a big deal out of this? Big deal. Somebody say big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Ark of the Lord came to the city of David. Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And what'd she do? She despised him. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, every one a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And so all the people departed, every one to his house. When you love the things of God, you don't close the pocketbook. You let money flows like water. You can't spend too much on the things of God. Then David returned to do what? To do what? Is his heart right?
Yes,
I don't know if he did anything wrong in his dancing or not, but his heart's right. He returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today? I said, if you'd listen, you'd hear the spirit of disrespect today. You'd hear the tone. Now, here is something I want you to be on the watch for. This, I guess, language-wise, is called irony. Irony is when you say something, but you mean the opposite. And then a lot of times, coupled with irony, is sarcasm. Sarcasm, you're saying something, but you don't mean what you're saying. You mean the opposite of it, and then sarcasm is a biting bitterness. Do you remember the Bible talking about Esau and how he despised? In that same passage, it warns us about bitterness. Same verses, and about the root of bitterness. Anytime you hear somebody talking like this, they are wrong. There are no exceptions. Somebody told, oh, aren't you pretty today? Didn't you do something? Never is this okay. Never is this acceptable. Language. This irony, this sarcasm, this bitterness. Wasn't the king glorious today? She said. How glorious was the king of Israel today? Uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. Now, there's nothing to say that he was naked. The Bible said he had on a linen ephod. He didn't have on his kingly garments. He didn't parade down with pomp and circumstance. He got down with the people and danced like a kid. And I don't know if he was a little indecent through the process or not. I don't think he meant to if he was. He just dancing. And his heart was right. But something was wrong with her, wasn't it? Just no understanding, knowing about these things. This didn't just happen this day. Something's been eating on her for some time. And she's waiting for him. And she's got this sarcasm. Didn't you show yourself today? Oh, you're glorious, kingly today. Have you ever heard that kind of talk? You hear it far too often. I don't think, though, that very many realize how serious this is in the eyes of God. We think, everybody talks, you know, like that sometimes. You should never talk like this. Never. Everybody say never.
Never.
You should never talk like this. For one thing, our words are to have power. And we should break ourselves from saying things we don't mean. Irony is not always malignant with evil intent. And yet, why would you say something you don't mean? Why don't you just say what you mean? Say the truth. But it should never be this bitterness, this biting sarcasm. Never should you have that in your mouth, because you wind up disrespecting God. You'll think you're just doing it to them, but God will take it personally. She thought she's just talking to him. But notice what happened. David said to Michal, or Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me instead of your daddy and instead of all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and I'll be base in my own sight." He's not interested in trying to be the big king. He didn't care about that. He cared about the presence of the Lord was coming back. "And these maidservants that you're talking about, of them shall I be had in honor." They'll respect me. You're talking about them. So concerned about them. Isn't that something that the most disrespectful people will be talking about somebody respecting?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.